firsts in flight. Vocabulary. Controlled. Direction. Flight. Impossible. Launched. Motion. Passenger. Popular. Firsts in flight. Orville and Wilbur Wright stood on a cold, windy beach in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The brothers traveled a long way from their home in Dayton, Ohio, to test their newest flying machine. Flying had been their dream since their father had given them a toy helicopter. The Wright brothers owned a bicycle shop in Dayton. In addition to selling, building, and repairing bicycles, they built flying machines. They flew the first one in 1899. However, the winds weren't strong enough to keep the machine in motion. So, they looked for a place where the winds were stronger. As a result, they chose Kitty Hawk. It was not only windy there, but the sandy beaches made for soft landings. Because their first flight was not successful, the Wright brothers learned a lot about flying. As a result, they built a better glider with bigger wings in 1900. This glider did not work very well either. The brothers did not give up. That's why they experimented with a new glider in 1902. Then, in 1903, they built the Wright Flyer, their first airplane with an engine. Flying firsts. By December 17th, the brothers were ready to test the Wright Flyer. Orville started up the engines to power the plane. He controlled the plane while Wilbur watched from the ground. The flyer was launched into the sky. The plane moved in an upward direction, and the flight lasted 12 seconds. The Wright brothers had conquered gravity and unlocked the secrets of flying. Orville and Wilbur kept improving their planes, and their flights became longer. Soon, other people tried to fly airplanes. Alberto Santos Dumont was an inventor and pilot from Brazil. In 1906, he made the first official flight in front of an audience. The next year, the French pilot Henri Farman took along a passenger in his plane. They flew for 1 minute and 14 seconds. Better flying machines. Because of these flights, airplane research became popular with inventors. Before long, better planes were traveling longer distances. In 1909, a French pilot flew an airplane across the English Channel. This plane was very different from the Wright brothers' plane. The new plane had only one long wing across its body. It looked a lot like today's airplanes. Soon, inventors began building airplanes that could carry more people. By 1920, several new companies offered passengers the chance to fly. Humans had done the impossible. They had figured out how to fly.